Thank you very much, Antonio. I think we can all learn from this discussion, also see how these two communities should work close together, and well, you give some ideas what we could do. As said, we would like to have the other rapporteurs to write on the boards their main messages, so still be free to do that during the next items. I'd like to conclude this item with reading the proposed decision. So the task force stressed the need to and benefit of further highlighting the importance of water and transboundary issues in global processes on climate and disasters, such as under the UNFCCC, UNISDR, and the High Level Political Forum and the Global Climate Action Summit. Considering that the majority of climate change impacts are transmitted through the water cycle and that the water sector has many good adaptation practices available. And B, encourage countries to include water and transboundary cooperation in their updated national determined contributions in the future and adaptation communication as well as in the basin and national strategies and plans. C, also encourage the regional and basin-wide cooperation in the preparation of adaptation strategies, plans, and nationally determined contributions. Are there any objections to this decision? If not, thank you. Then we turn to item 6 of the agenda, financing climate change adaptation in transboundary basins. And this brings us to the work which was already mentioned this morning, the work on climate change adaptation in transboundary basin, which started in 2016, and this in order to help the pilot basins to implement their adaptation strategies. And I like to invite Sonja to briefly introduce the recent activities in this area. Then you should have told me before.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
So I would.
Here. Let's just switch around.
Well, you can. Well, you can still do it in 2 minutes, and
okay.
Then.
Okay. Then.
Oh, you had some slides.
Yeah.
Okay.